This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 140 for Wednesday, November 9th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was higher on Wednesday, making gains after two straight days of declines. Chicago soy oil traded higher along with European rapeseed, while Malaysian palm oil traded mostly higher. Crude oil traded at least $2 per barrel lower due to the rising number of new COVID-19 cases in China. The Canadian dollar erased 2 days' gains, dropping 0.4 of a United States cent. The January canola contract was up $7.30 per ton at $891.50. Earlier today, the USDA released its monthly world agricultural supply-demand estimates. There were no major revisions to U.S. ending stocks, as corn was slightly bullish, while soybeans and wheat were neutral. However, U.S. estimates for corn and soybean production slightly increased. Ahead of the report's release, corn was trading lower as it reached depths unseen since early September. However, after the release, corn prices rose to approximately unchanged before settling lower. Global ending stocks were reduced by 430,000 tons to 300.76 million in line with expectations, while U.S. stockpiles were raised 10 million bushels to 1.182 billion. The December corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.65. Soybean prices seemed to be mostly unaffected by the WASDE report, as they were still trading a few cents per bushel higher. U.S. soybean ending stocks increased by 20 million bushels to 220 million, which is the lowest total in 7 years. Globally, the USDA raised ending stocks by 1.65 million tons to 102.17 million. The January soybean contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.52. Already trading lower before the WASDE report, wheat prices declined by a few cents more per bushel after its release. The USDA estimated domestic wheat ending stocks at 571 million bushels, 5 million less than last month. World ending stocks were raised by 300,000 tons to 267.8 million. Global wheat production was estimated at 782.7 million tons, 1 million higher than the October estimate. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 21 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.07. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.30. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 13 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.37. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 9th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.